Blog Talk Radio.
Remember who was in charge of the show, and also I kind of went along with it too because of, well, not kind of, I did go along with it because I just also, I went overboard trying to defend the honor of the people who were calling in. There were a lot of things being said that were, I like how I thought Tony F was coming off as really condescending toward a lot of the callers, and but even then, I shouldn't have done it, and I again wish to apologize.
Amen, Ashley.
Okay. So I'm gonna hang up, and I'm gonna call back in so I can listen, and so we can get on with the show.
Yeah, I'm sure he accepts your apology. Okay, don't fall for that BBF crap anymore. Okay, because BBF is a no good individual. Okay, he just gets you in trouble.
Okay, well, I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna call back in so I can listen.
Okay.
And if I want to come back on, I'll hit one. Okay,
sounds great, Ashley. Sounds good.
All right.
Talk to you in a bit. Bye. All righty. Well, let's start out with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, keep us in grace that is ours through Jesus Christ. Uphold others also in this grace. Reveal yourself everywhere to those who trust in you and who wait your kingdom. May your blessing be on our household. We thank you for helping us, and with your help, we want to be faithful to you. So then when hardships come, we can be certain of your presence. We know and trust you. We know and trust the Savior, and we know and trust the Holy Spirit, in whom we can have community and be strengthened to serve your glory. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's take another caller here, 111, and see what you have to say.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Paul from Imperial Beach, California.
How you doing, Dr. Peter Paul? Long time no hear.
Long time no hear, Dr. Fishman. How have you been?
I've been okay. I had a biopsy done. Thought I had thyroid cancer, and come to find out it was benign. And so I'm doing good.
Well, our prayers have worked then. If it is benign,
amen.
Our prayers have worked. And amen to that. Amen. I wanted to congratulate you for that, Dr. Fishman, and your listeners, because it is a true blessing to us all.
Amen. So you've been doing okay,
yep.
Dr. Bandera?
I've been doing great. I've been I've been doing the Lord's work in my my babysitter's club. I've gotten special funding with all the, I don't know if you've seen that movie, The Sounds of Freedom.
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, well, through that movie, we have gotten lots of grant money to continue our program to help the youths and the teens. And, we've been lately the recipient of that money. And I'm just grateful for that to our community and everyone that made that possible. On another note, I am a little sad that I've been getting phone calls and emails from an old friend of mine, from Joseph Gibson. He's I don't know if you were aware of this, but he got into politics for a little bit. He ran for office in his hometown. And he lost, okay, so you're aware, after he lost, he went on a spiral. And he, so needless to say, he started doing drugs again. He started drinking again. He started harassing Bridget. And he was having nightmares of Noah and the dryer and what he did, the defecation of it, dedicated inside the dryer. And So first he reached out and asked me to counsel him and give him advice, and then he just started going on a rant of just unspeakable things of what he wanted to do, and he was remembering his time in the when he was incarcerated with me, and you know, we were reminiscing for a little bit, and I told him that I was advising him on prayer and what he had to do, and to that, you know, he could always run for re-election or maybe politics weren't for him. And we were maybe on the phone for at least an hour. And after that, I think that's when the alcohol and drugs kicked in, and he started getting mad at me and upset at me. And he said that he wouldn't be in the situation if I hadn't, sold him when we were incarcerated, when I used to make him work for snacks and, you know, pretty much pimp him out. And, I told him, I quoted you, Dr. Fishman, the past is the past, and we need to forgive
each
other.
Right.
And he, but he, when he drinks, he's a different person, but he is a genuine good person. I truly believe that, hopefully, if he calls in sober, I would like to speak to him and just clear the air, because it is necessary. And, I consider him a friend, and, I know he considers me a friend and his mentor. And, but with that said, Dr. Fishman, this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of your message. I approve of you being cancer-free, and I also approve of all your listeners. And I hope that you approve of my work at the Babysitter's Club and all the wonderful work I've done with these teenagers. I've done good work, big work, good, solid.
Well, you know, Dr. Peter Paul, Joseph Gibson came on here a couple of nights ago and a couple of days before that, and he said that all the blacks and all the gays and everybody that's not white, basically, should be rounded up and put in concentration camps. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I don't agree with that as a man of the cloth, and second of all, he has on his panel, and I've heard this, and I've been on the panel. He has a gentleman by the name of the Sarge, and he is an African American or a black person. He has another Asian gentleman that identifies as a white person that calls in, and he also has a. He had on a gentleman by the name of Gary Gaylord. I don't know if you've heard of him as well.
He's totally against the transgender population. He doesn't understand them at all. He thinks they're freaky sodomites.
Well, that's what happens when you drink the alcohol. Because he's sober, he has told me that he says that he thinks if he he truly believes that he is a little traumatized, and I know he is. That, you know, many people don't know this, but the first time he was with another man, it was not by force, and it wasn't because I pimped him out. He on his own free will, had intercourse with that man. And this was before he was incarcerated. And then even when he was incarcerated, he was in a relationship with someone on our block at that time. And that's actually who I actually had to beat them both up. And that's how I, acquired, if you will, the services and the companionship of Joseph Gibson, of my good friend Joseph Gibson. So, but it might have been when I started pimping him out that he might have been traumatized, and that's why he changed his view, if you will. And keep in mind they used to call there was a gentleman, a Hispanic gentleman, you know how Joseph Gibson talks about the Latin Kings. There was a Spaniard that they used to call, at one time they called Joseph Gibson, they called him, they used to call him Salsa. Do you know what salsa is? The Mexican salsa?
Yeah, I know what Yeah.
Well, they used to call him the Salsa because, and he used to say because he was made from lots of chiles, penises. You know, because that's who would, yeah, so they used to call him that every now and then. I found it kind of funny back in the day, but not anymore. And at one time, they used to call him, I think it was Broody Ass or something like that. I forgot what it was, just because of how he was and what he would dress, what he would, the clothes he had on. But that's just, so, yeah, I'm rambling on. Do you have any more? Well, anyway, I approve of you and I helping our good friend Joey. And if he ever comes on here and if he starts ranting, just tell him to remember that he himself one time loved Asians, loved blacks, loved Hispanics, and loved homosexuals. And he still does deep down inside. It's only when he's probably drinking or back on drugs, and maybe he might have done maybe some mushrooms or some acid, something that makes him have a experience, maybe. I think that's what's going on. But he truly does with a passion, has a place in his heart for everyone, especially the homosexual community. I could tell you that from experience. He himself said, I quote, the feeling of a throbbing penis in my ass, there's no other feeling like that, and I miss it. That is a quote from Joey. So that said, I approve of, I'm sorry if I'm being too graphic on this godly show, but that is just to show you how in denial he is. So, but anyway, Dr. Fishman, I approve of your message. I approve of your callers, and I will mute myself. And I'm glad we got a chance to talk.
Well, I'm glad you called in finally again. Good to hear from you. Okay, I was wondering how you were doing. Yeah.
Well, I'm doing great, Dr. Fishman. Thank you.
That's great.
I'm glad you are too.
All righty. We got another caller here, 111. Let's take it and see who we have. Hello, you're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, DC2. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, my man. First off, I just want to give kudos to Dr. Peter Paul Ventura. He's a great man of the cloth, and I know he's been doing a lot of hard, this deep work with the Babysitters Club, and I just want to publicly give him kudos, because that club, it came from a place of love, but the original root of it was a bad place, and it just shows you, right? He came from prison, and now he's helping teen female teen girls from the ages of 12 to 16, and I think it's a wonderful thing that he does, the camp, the sleepaway camp, and the open showers and all that. It's a beautiful thing, and I just wanted to give him praise. He's a good man. He's a hard man, and I hope he's listening, because I'm a big fan of his, and I'm glad to hear he's doing well.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Secondly, I would like to say that. What?
You been doing anything interesting lately?
No, not really, man. Just trying to live my life in a godly way, be a good man. try to pass down the wisdom that has been passed to me. And pass that along to people that I know, and just live a good life, my brother. Amen.
Amen. Sounds good. That sounds great. We got some more callers here, DC2. Let me take them to see who we have. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Pastor. This is Frank. Frank Gillespie.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How can I get part of them open showers?
The what?
How can I get in part of them open showers?
Open showers?
Oh, Kenny, no, brother, it's only for females 12 to 16, brother. Dr. Peter Paul, if he's still on the line, he can tell you about it, but it's mostly, I think it's 100% for females 16 and under. I mean, he might have upped it to 17, but I think he likes to keep it in the 12 to 16 range. I don't know. I'm not an expert. Is Dr. Peter Paul still on the line, Kenny?
I think so.
Actually, I am. Dr. DC2 and Dr. Fishman, you are correct. Right now, our funding is specifically for that age group. We tried going 1 year older, 1 year younger, but I can't get it at this time. So I have to stick within my limitations. And but 12 to 16 has worked out for me greatly. I am very, very passionate, deeply moved, and I deeply move them, thrust back and forth in them, just, you know, very, very happily with my knowledge, you know, inserting everything that I have to give them is has been my mission in life. And I can truly tell you that I'm very passionate about this, and we're looking for donors always. But what you can do to help is donate money. There is a website. Again, this is Dr. Peter Paul Ventura, and I approve of donors to help us and me especially move forward and inside to come to a realization that these showers, that open stall showers, golden showers, have been a blessing and a life changer, a game changer for all involved, especially myself. So only knew what I felt, it just what comes when they come to me and say, you know, thank you, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura.
Amen.
That's so great. Hey, so awesome. I like to be a donor, and I also like to see if you're – I'd like to donate my time, if that's possible.
Absolutely. There is a I still have a mop and bucket from Joseph Gibson's Glory Hole days, and that's a start. We all start from the bottom, as Joseph did, but I can definitely get you
that's great.
Give you a job that application and take in your resume.
I used to be a janitor. Now I drop an ice cream truck.
All right.
Amen.
Kenny,
okay.
Kenny, can I say something about Dr. Peter Paul's wonderful work? The one thing I really, really respect, and I love this about Dr. Peter Paul, is the first thing he does, and I think you'll appreciate this, when the young ladies come to the camp, he takes their phones, okay, so that they have no contact to the outside world, no social media, no dancing and twerking on the TikToks, none of that. He take all their phones, and they go deep, deep in the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? Like deep. Into the like a wooded area, and the man, the amount of wisdom puts into these women. I mean, every individual woman gets one-on-one time, or female gets one-on-one time with DPV, and he inserts and just pounds the Lord into them. I mean, just deep inside, so that it's in their heart. You know what I mean? It ruminates.
Yeah.
There's ruminates everywhere, but it gets deep, deep into the soul, and just marinates. You know what I'm saying? And and that the fact that one man can do that could fill so many women in one day is a beautiful thing. It's straight from Christ Himself. So, DPV, I love you as a brother, man. Keep up the good work.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let's take some more callers here. We got a
thank you.
Another 111 caller. Let's see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
That's Grover Washington. I was calling about the 16-year-olds that are getting pounded. Could you give me a connection to the Babysitter's Club?
Well, matter of fact, the owner of the Babysitter's Club is here, Dr. Peter Paul Ventura. You want to say something to him?
I was wondering if he needed any volunteers for the pounding of the 16-year-olds.
Good evening, Dr. Grover. I hope you don't have COVID again. Like I was telling Dr. Frank, the janitor, the only way you can assist is through donating money or your time. But these services, you have to have. I have had lots of training to be able to insert my throbbing knowledge into these fine individuals, and you have to have gone through a lot of education, a lot of experience to know what I know and do what I do, and once I have in my head, and once it comes out and goes into them, is just a very, very passionate moment. By the way, we do drug tests and STD tests, so I don't think you would qualify to begin with, Fetch, but
so you're telling me that I can only give you money, you won't let me get my ball drained?
I'm sorry.
Sir, that's not what's going on here, sir. This is a godly mission. There's no ball draining involved.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. There's something about pounding and throbbing, and I got distracted.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
Sir, he's pounding the Lord into the loins, sir. Kenny, is Grover? What is wrong with Grover?
I don't know.
Trying to have a godly conversation. I don't know where he's getting sex from. This is a non-sexual conversation. This is about the Lord.
I'm embarrassed. I got to go.
Okay.
I'm humiliated. Goodbye.
Okay, Grover. God bless you. Okay. Let's take another caller, 585. I believe it's Cobra Jeff. Let's take it and see who it is. Is that you, Cobra Jeff?
This team is Cobra Jeff. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Let's have a flavor, brother. Is that DC too?
Yeah, brother. Hi, what's going on?
Not much, buddy. How you been?
Good, brother.
How you doing here, Cobra? This is Frank.
Hi, Frank. How's it going? You're Frank the janitor?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing okay. They call me Frank the Ice Cream Man now.
Ah, selling ice cream. I'm sure you get a lot of children that come to your ice cream truck, don't you?
That's why I want to join Pastor Ventura's ministry.
Is he on the line as well?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Pastor?
Good evening, Dr. Jeff.
Oh, I thought he was asking for Kenny. Sorry, Dad.
No, I always talk to Kenny. I'll talk to Peter.
I'm sorry. Good evening, Dr. Cobra.
Oh, okay. So what's going on tonight, guys?
Well,
what's going on with you, Jeff?
Okay, go ahead, Kenny.
Thought I'd call into my favorite show. With some of my favorite people.
Thank you. I'm glad you called in, Gerald.
But let's get some callers on the line. Let's see if we can help some people.
Yeah, let's see if we get any more callers. Okay, if you want to come on the air, just press that one key for the callers that's already in the queue. And then for people that's listening and you want to call in, that number is 657-383-1487. Once again, the number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and I will bring you right on like I'm going to bring on this caller right here from 111. Here we go. 111, you're on the air.
Kenny, that man is masturbating, Kenny. Get him off the air, Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his name. Okay, goodbye, caller. Yeah.
Jeez, you got to be quick on the draw. Like, Kenny, that guy was about to finish, and you were still letting him go.
Well, he was putting his 2 cents in.
Or his DNA cent. Listen, brother, I want to say one other thing about Dr. Peter Paul that I forgot to mention earlier. Another thing that I respect greatly about the man is he's been through so much, and he's been to prison and, you know, dealt with all that. And now he's out, and the thing that he always does is he gives it to these babysitters raw, uncut, no filter, brother. He gives it to them raw every time. And that's a good hard man right there. A good hard man with no filter is the way of the Lord, Kenny. And he spreads that the earthly seed of the Lord in all of those women. And I think it's a wonderful thing, because the Lord's
Amen.
Word should not be filtered. You should always give it to the babysitter, the youngsters. You should always give it to them raw, uncut, or cut. Doesn't
Amen.
Even matter. But definitely a rock.
And it's like I tell my students, I tell every single one of them, from all these young girls, I tell them, a hard man is good to find. And they believe that. And they love me for it.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Okay. Well, we had another caller, but
All right. Kenneth, can I ask a question to DPV about Joseph Gibson?
Yes.
Because I have I have a sneaking suspicion about him, and I just want to clarify it with Brother Ventura. The other night when Joe was on, I got the impression that the brother was on some methamphetamine. I was wondering if you could clarify or, you know, deny if that's true, because he sounded like he had no teeth. Okay, first of all, does the man have teeth? That's my first question. And my second question is, is he still – he was in a gay relationship with a black man for a little bit of time. I heard a rumor that man had passed away. Is that true?
Oh.
I think his name was Mandela.
Oh, that's not real. Afuera.
Hello?
Is DPV still there?
Yes. I was just confused. Sounded like someone had a corn man pass by or a ice cream man. I heard some of the Mexican talking. So what I wanted to say was yes, it is confirmed that Joseph did have
Mandelicon?
Interracial relationship. Yes, he did.
Oh,
he was an interracial relationship. Yes, absolutely. And that is they were both trying to hide it, actually, and they finally came out and addressed that. This was actually during the pandemic, during the Zoom meeting when we all logged on, and they did admit it, and they actually met together. Mandela Khan was, God rest his soul, was known for smoking a lot of marijuana, and him and Joey, Joseph Gibson had the, they were smoking the reefer, and they both had intercourse live on the platform in the Zoom meeting. So, and that was just a declaration of their love for each other, as so they put it. And they figured at that time they thought they were going to pass. So they said, if we're going to die due to the pandemic or COVID-19, let the world know that we are in love and have this thing for each other. And so they did.
Wow.
This is Dr. Sura, and I approve of their homosexual relationship.
Amen. Amen. And I was also told that during one of your Zoom calls with Joey, one of your, I guess it was a prayer session or you were speaking the word, you thought Joey was at his house, but suddenly, like, you heard the familiar sound of a smoke detector, smoke alarm, and you questioned Joey. That's when you first found out that he was actually at Mandela Khan's residence.
Yeah, so the way it went down, as you guys know, I have been Joseph's mentor. So I had gone over at that time. Bridget was still living at the house. So I went over to take care of Bridget in more than one way. And Joey was going to go away to a landscapers convention, but he was actually going to go visit Mandela Khan. And that is what happened. And they were going to elope in California, as they put it, and renew their vows that they once gave to each other on the Zoom meeting. And that he was interested in some man-on-man a love session, as they both put it, some white-on-black crime or some black-on-white beat down. Yes, correct.
Wow, that's really incredible. It's really incredible the inner hate that Joseph has for himself. I mean, the fact that the man loved another man and he was a black man just shows that he has not come to terms with his homosexuality, and he needs to just accept it. And I know DPV, I know you've worked with him very closely, and in fact, he hasn't been with a woman in many years, so I don't understand why Joseph hates homosexuals and black people and brown people so much. It's ungodly.
Don't forget about the Asians.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I said brown people. They're brown, right, Kenny? Or are they yellow?
No, they're yellow.
Oh, all right. Well, brown, black, yellow, green, Puerto Rican or Haitian. My name is DC2 from the Zulu Nation. I'm just playing, brother. I ain't rapping. But listen, Joey has a problem with anyone that is not like him. And he also has a problem with everyone that is. So he just doesn't like anybody.
Yeah. Well, let me take another caller here. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
111. Hello? You going to say something, 111? Okay, goodbye. Let's try another
111.
You're on
here. Hello, this is Ernesto, the Elote Man. I just called and passing by Joey's house right now. And he's, you know, nobody's home, but he ordered about a dozen elotes for his Cornhole Nation. Do you know
why? Oh,
yeah? Yes, because he was saying he put a flyer saying he was going to be on GRM.
Oh. Well, he was on GRM a couple of days ago. Okay.
Because he wanted some elotes, you know, some corn for his cornhole nation.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We're taking another call here. 111, you're on the air.
I'd like to get some of that cornhole nation.
It has some corn. Got elotes for sale, 2 for $1.
Don't they stop?
We have it with mayonesa, parmesan cheese, tapatio, all the good stuff with limon.
You got any of that whack-a-mole?
Yeah, we have that too. A special sauce.
All right, where can I get it?
I could send my cousin lives in Texas or San Antonio. His name is Chico. He lives by where you live, Haven for Hope. I'll send him over there. I'll call him, and he'll go down there, give you some cornhole.
Adios.
All right. Well, let's bring on 757, which is Ashley. Okay. How you doing, Ashley?
Oh.
Hello? Ashley, you got your mic on?
Hello?
Hello, hey, Ashley. How you doing?
Here's Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Lord.
Okay. Well, listen, I got Dr. N in the house, okay, and he wants me to play some of his music, okay?
No, Kenny, don't play that shit, Kenny.
Oh, I'm going to play one song, okay? Let's play one song by Doctrine, okay? And I'll play his longest song, okay? Okay, and then...
Play the shortest one, Kenny.
Please don't play that song, man.
Kenny.
Play the shortest one.
Yeah, man, come on. Listen, man. Why are you going to play the longest song? You trying to inflict the most trauma? What's wrong with you, Kenny? Stop the show, brother. Don't try to inflict trauma on people. Going to give brothers PTSD on the show, man.
Okay. I'll play a shorter song. Okay, I'll play.
Thank you.
Doctors Ever Don't Cry. Here we go.
Oh.
I gotta take a shit, Kenny.
I don't know why I feel so far from you, and I don't know why I feel I'm disappointed. I just don't want to make you cry.
Don't cry,
no,
don't cry, please don't
no
cry
more.
The diary of a sinner. Confessions of a madman, tears of a clown, but the world is so much bigger. And when you take the mask off and live unbound, then you hear the voice. The one that's crying in the wilderness, but it won't solve anything. If you go through it, putting that race to your wrist. Listen to me, there's a reason why we're living, reason why we're breathing, reason for the seasons that we've been given, a reason God's grace never forsakes us, cause all our mistakes are forgiven because Jesus has risen. A real chance to die, real chance in life, a real chance to
anybody
find someone like Christ. This a real chance to be completed and never defeated by the enemy's deceit, and now he's retreating at you and
I
me.
I don't know why I feel so far from you, and I don't know why
I don't know.
I just don't want to make you cry no more.
No more.
cry, but don't cry. I made a change back in 09, fold life. I dedicated my whole life to Christ, and now I'm standing in the light that you shine. You picked me up when I was dead on the ground. You showed me it would be okay without making a sound. And every time I think about some sin and I'm breaking your heart again, it's like I just came to tear your whole world down. You would never leave or forsake me, you would never hate me. You're the reason I keep chasing, like David after your own heart. This whole world can't keep us apart. You died for me, so I live for you. It's just trifling what I did to you. My iniquities held you bound on that tree, and you still find compassion to love someone like me.
I don't know why I feel so far from you.
I love you, God.
I don't know why I feel disappointed.
I love you, God.
I just don't want to make you cry no more. No more.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay, let's bring Ashley back on. Okay, somehow I think Ashley dropped. What happened, Ashley?
Oh, I think I accidentally hit one, and my mic was muted, so I was wondering what was going on. So.
Oh, okay.
But what was that terrible sound that I just heard?
That was a doctoring. Music, that was Abba Don't Cry. You didn't like that?
I almost ripped my ears off. That's how bad it was.
Oh.
Please don't
play. I thought it was actually pretty good.
Don't play his music ever again. So, we're going to have to talk about some punishment. Ken, just for playing Doctrine's music, you're going to have to watch the Barbie movie over and over again.
I'll wait for it to come on pay-per-view. I won't go see it in the theater.
Oh, you're going to the theater, and you're gonna watch it, and you're going to like it.
Okay, let's take some more callers here. We got a lot of callers. 111, you're on here. Okay. 111, try again. Okay, let's try again. 111. All right, 111.
Talk radio.
Okay. Try another one. 111, you're on here.
Orale, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, this is Beanie, man. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Beanie?
Doing all right. Hey, man, that song, man, does he say that he was taking diarrhea?
No.
That was diarrhea.
He said something about diarrhea.
He did. The very first line of the song, he says, I'm the diarrhea sinner.
Diarrhea,
Kenneth, and it made me have diarrhea. I went in, I had mayonnaise tonight, and I just had liquid shit because I listened to that song, Kenneth.
Man, my stomach rumbled, man.
Terrible, Kenneth. I shouldn't have played that one. That was a bad choice. I don't want to hear I do not want to hear the Diarrhea Center ever again. That song's terrible.
Oh.
He must have wrote that shit after he fell through the wall, Kenny. He fell through the wall because he's all pilled up, man. He fell through the wall into the pink room. I don't know why they call that shit the pink room. It's like a 2x4 room, man. It ain't even big enough to put a microphone in.
Oh.
But, he was pilled out on that. Through the wall, he's all pills, brother. Amen. All right.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Kenny. I mean, it gave me vicious diarrhea. That's uncalled for.
Was he
okay, let's play another caller here. One, you're on here.
I've had the diarrhea shits before, too. I identify with what that nigger is saying.
Yeah, but listen, brother. It ain't no joke, man. Ain't that mayonnaise? That track came on, and I had to let go, brother. It was like a river runs through it, man. But ain't no Brad Pitt in this picture. It was just brown, brother.
It's like the rivers of Babylon.
Amen, brother.
Oh. Oh.
Hey,
well, I think we need to play another Doctrine song.
Don't do that, eh?
Just give the shits. What about the shits? They're going to give us a shit.
Kenny, don't play it.
Like the Abba Don't Cry song, okay?
Kenny,
the diarrhea.
Listen, man.
I think we should play Doctrine's.
No.
Come on.
Kenny, if you play that shit, I'm going to talk through the
Doctrine
whole song.
Doctrine is banned on the show.
The what?
They're going to play his music on Father's House. That's it.
What's wrong with you, Kenny?
Not on GRM.
Come on,
Kenny, are you trying to lose listeners?
You gotta pay the man. You gotta pay him.
9 Doctrine songs.
That's disgraceful, Kenny. That is a damn disgrace.
I said I was sorry earlier. Is this some type of punishment?
I don't want to hear a rapper that talks about diarrhea on his first verse.
Kenny, literally the first words out of his mouth, I'm the diarrhea son of Kenny. You are disgraceful. Do not play that song, man. Do not do it. Play a song.
Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
No. Give who a chance? We just listened to him. Give him a chance, man. He already... Listen, man. Grover, I don't know if you want to take a shit, but I'm done shitting for the night. I don't want to hear any more diarrhea songs. I'm done. Kenny, do not play this song, man. I'm telling you.
I got to finish going to the bathroom.
Whoa. I mean, come on. I thought you liked Doctrine.
Kenny, I cannot stand. Are you out of your motherfucking mind? Kenny, why would you think I like that man? First of all,
when you first started out and everything was good.
Well, hell no, Kenny. Don't even put that on me, man. That's some weird, nasty shit you're putting on me. First of all, he ain't a real brother, man. He a light-skinned yellow nigga. And he have, like, a red afro. That's the first thing. You never trust a black man with red hair, man. That shit ain't right. I mean, you trust
like
Ronald
cute.
McDonald around kids, motherfucker? No. And you don't trust a rapper with red hair, man. Kenny, listen. I'm talking truth to you, brother. We chopping it up now. You going to play a real song, man.
Up Eric Pop.
All right. Yeah. I see.
Play any.
He should have called himself Carrot Top.
Don't want any more Doctrine music.
I want a Negro song. Give me
a
Negro song.
Man. What's wrong with you, Kenny?
Colored.
Kenny, listen, man. I don't like Kent. I don't like Doctrine. I don't like any of that crew, man. That's just real.
Leroy. Pastor Leroy.
I've forgiven Leroy for his transgressions. He made some transgressions. I have forgiven him for them. Amen. Kenny, did you see Kent? He has a video out on YouTube that I saw the first 25 seconds of because it was disgusting. And he was deep-throating. It looked like a straw coming out of a trash can. Did you see that?
I saw the picture of a it looked like a straw coming out of a trash can. He was making love to it.
Yeah, he was making love to orally, Kenny. I mean, what in the fuck is going on with him, Kenny? He said he's moving out. I bet Sean caught him making love to a trash can. And licking on the trash can and putting them graveyard mouth all over that trash can. And Sean said, you know what, get the fuck out of my house right now. Get out the house right now. Because he said he was packing.
I don't really know. I assumed it was a trash can, okay? But, you know, it could have been one of them just big, really big cups. You know?
Who the fuck drink a cup that big, Kenny? I could have hit a dead body in that thing. You don't drink out of something that big, Kenny. That's disgusting. Does he drink out the bathtub too, Kenny? Probably. He probably did drink out the bathtub. That's probably a bad question. Listen, man. Kent is a nasty motherfucker. We both know this. Okay? He be licking all over the straw, making love to. I had to cut that shit off, man. He did that on a public platform, Kenny. Okay, I'm getting upset. I'm upset. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to stop talking right now.
It looked like Kent lost some teeth.
What if that straw had doctrine
I'm
diarrhea? I'm going to
dick knock him out. I'm going to dick knock him out. Not even joking.
Hey, how about if that straw had doctrine's diarrhea on it?
Okay, that's a little far for me, brother. That's a little far. I'm just chilling, brother. Come on now.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Diarrhea of a straw.
Kenny, you ever made love to a straw, man?
No.
Or, I mean, with your mouth. Exactly, man. It ain't kosher.
What about
that
a
man
trash can?
Well, I know you made love to a trash can. I have not made love to a trash can, brother. Man has no coof. No coof, brother. Not orally, not anally, not vaginally. There ain't no, I mean, no. Absolutely not. Where's DPV? I need a prayer, man. I need a prayer to cleanse me of all this diarrhea talk and love making with a trash can. Kenny, is DPV on the line?
No, he dropped.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible, man.
Yeah.
What am I going
to do? I'm gonna give a shout-out to here to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, okay? I know you're listening, and it's always great to have you listening to the show. Okay, let's take another caller here, 111. You're on the air.
Good Lord. Is that Kent?
Hello? 111, you're on the air.
Kent, did you just get done with the trash can, brother? And you burping now because it just came? You let the trash can come in your mouth?
Yeah, why he hung up, whoever it was.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't kink shame, brother. I shouldn't. If the man likes making love to a trash can, I guess it ain't hurt nobody.
Let's take another caller here, 111. You're on the air.
Hi, I want to hear some doctrine songs.
No! No!
I want to hear some doctrines.
What
do you want to hear? What song?
No.
Can I hear the one when he talks about taking a diarrhea?
Oh, no.
Because I'm having problems going to the restroom.
Oh, you have a problem going to the restroom and you need to hear the diarrhea song again?
No, I don't have mercy.
Abba, I think it's called Abba Don't Wipe.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, with any pressing the one key, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more callers of 111, okay? All you got to do is press that one key, and I'll bring you on, and you can sit there and talk with everybody here tonight. Oh, yeah, we mm-hmm. got 111. Take it. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Dr. Rabbi Dean Prophet Skydiver Lieutenant Bro Asparagus Fisherman Mechanic Fallopian Tube Incognito Masala chicken tender, Catafile, Douglas, Sebastian,
Sugar
Hopper, Esquire, ND, DDS, and TPS, and Poo Poo S. How are you?
All right.
My son's pedo.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Kenny. I am more blessed and more highly flavored than all. But that is obvious, Kenny. It is so obvious.
I didn't know it was. I didn't know it was.
You know what, Kenny?
Okay.
You know what, Kenny?
What's
I don't
there?
Appreciate people talking about me on your show. So, I'm going to tell you this. For every time someone says something negative about me, I might have to bitch slap you, Kenny. Don't make me do it.
I don't have control over what people say about you, okay? You know people have mixed feelings about you, Dr. Kent, okay?
Well, and by the way, tell that whiny little bitch, Dr. Leroy, that he was my friend once, and now he is talking crap about me. I will ridge hand him. And now, Dr. N, the N stands for the N-word, does not want to be my friend either. But I will deal with him. I will deal with that African my own way. And now, this bitch Charm is trying to kick me out, eh? It is a conspiracy theory by the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Toblerone. I don't like it.
Well, let's take another call here, if you can. Okay, you see who this might be. 111, you're on the air. Hello? 111, you're on the air. You want to say something?
Where's the deaf mute?
Well, I can't understand deaf. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can I hear that shit song again?
You want to hear the Abba Don't Cry again?
Nah, I'm talking about the shit song, man.
Diarrhea of a Sinner.
Wait, diarrhea?
Diarrhea of a Sinner.
Yeah, I want to dedicate that to my boo, man. You know what I'm saying? Because right now we're having a shitty, shitty relationship.
Amen, brother.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Not the arguments. Better get used to the
right.
Arguments.
Well, I see people like that song there, DZ2. They want to hear it again.
No.
Yeah, well, that's because I brought it to the attention that it was about diarrhea, and there seems to be
play
a lot of fans of diarrhea out there. I'm not one of them. I do not like diarrhea.
I got to finish my dump.
Take a fiber ball, man. Eat some fiber.
Well, let's take another call here. 111. You're on the air. Hello? Are you going to say something here, 111? All righty. Well, I guess we're going to say goodbye to you, 111. All righty. Well,
Kenny, I think that's Joey Gibson pranking the show.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's mad because DPV was on earlier, and he didn't like what DPV had to say, even though it was the truth. And now he's just calling in.
That loon bat sold me out. You hear that, Dr. Ventura? You're going to the concrete box. And then I'm going to come down here, and I'm going to screw you Dan Garza style. Screener.
Well, 111, you're on the air.
Hi, is Dick Nolan in?
Is who?
Dick Nolan.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, is Dick Nolan in?
Is Dick Nolan in? No, Dick Nolan is not here tonight.
This is new Nick No.
Okay.
But he told me to call you.
Oh, he did?
He told me
why
to ask for Dick
that?
Nolan. He told me to ask for Dick Nolan.
Well, Dick Nolan's not
are
here.
Are you Dick Nolan?
So,
you Dick Nolan.
I'm not Dick Nolan.
Because he said my dick be Nolan.
Okay, all right. Goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hello, I hear you.
Are you ready to take my order now?
No, we're not taking orders here. This is a radio show.
What? I thought this was the Denny's.
No, it's not the Denny's.
Prove it.
It is a radio show. It's called God's Rainbow Ministry.
They gave me this number, and they said it was Denny's.
No, they lied to you.
Son of a bitch! So are you going to take my order now?
Yeah, sure. What do you want?
I want a buffalo strip with a side of fries and a mashed potato and some applesauce for my medicine.
Okay. Come about 30 minutes, it'll be ready.
And you're going to have a buffalo strip, right?
Buffalo strip, yeah.
Last time I went over there, you fuckers didn't have any.
I don't know. As far as I know, we do.
And I get over there and there's no buffalo strip, we're going to have a fucking problem.
Okay.
Dude, this caller's retarded. Kenny's disabled.
I think this is one of Joe Gibson's buddies.
All right. Okay, well, come pick it up at your buffalo strips in 30 minutes. Goodbye. All right. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Dick Nolan. Did I get any phone calls?
Somebody called.
Who was it?
Hey, Dick. Good evening, Dick.
Happy Thursday to you. Who called? Don't make me dick you.
I think it's Victor.
Some guy called.
Victor.
Some guy.
Yeah, some guy called, and he said that you told him to call in and ask for Dick Nolan.
I told him to call in and ask for Tricky Dick.
Oh, Well, he didn't ask for Tricky Dick. He asked for Dick Dolan.
Next time you don't take calls and notes for me, I'm going to dick you down.
Yeah, whatever. Goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, is this G.I.M.?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. I want to get two large pizzas with anchovies and pepperoni and sausage grease. This is G.I.M., right? Go Ready Meals. Is this Go Ready Meals?
Yeah, yeah.
Go Ready Meals. G.I.M.? Yeah, I want two pizzas, man.
You only want two pizzas? You want two pizzas or two pieces?
Yeah, because two pizzas and you get the big one for free.
Yeah, cooks in the microwave.
Okay. Yeah, come pick it up in about 30 minutes. Goodbye. All right. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is the real Dan Garza from Dallas, Texas. And I have to say that Farrar has left several things at my house. He left a sports bra, 20-inch dildo, butt plugs, a whip, anal lube, his fireman's costume, his fake mustache, Victor's cowboy boots. He needs to come get that shit out of here because I have other men coming over. And tell him to stop calling my fucking phone, Kenny. Also, Frank...
All right, goodbye, Dan. 111, you're on here.
Hi, this is Dan Garza. How you doing there, Kenny?
I'm doing great, Dan. How you doing?
You remember when we went to the drive-in?
No, I don't.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember you put your head down and everybody was seeing your head bobbing up and down.
Yeah, right. Goodbye. Fake Dan Garza. Okay.
He's talking about
the job. Well, that's a bunch of lies. That never happened. Never went to a drive-in. Well, anyway, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in. Give a shout-out to my cunt. Ashley.
Wait a minute, Kenny. There's still 27 minutes left, man. What's going on, bro? Why are you shutting it down?
Play the song.
Don't shut it down, Kenny. Kenny, you can't shut it down, brother.
I can't shut it down.
Bennett.
Yeah, keep the show going.
Bennett, still.
Okay, well, I got some more callers. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Gordon. I'm here at the Bad Dragon Factory. I'm at the Bad Dragon Factory. Can you hear me over the ambience?
Uh-huh.
I'm here at the Bad Dragon Factory, and I'm wondering where this invoice should go to. It's labeled God's Rainbow Ministries on the form for 200 rainbow dildos.
No, didn't order any of that. Goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Wama One, you're on the air. Okay, goodbye. Okay, 111. You're on the air.
Goodbye.
Hola.
Hey, Beanie, it's you.
Oh, yeah, just testing the mic, man. What are you doing, man?
I don't know. I'm trying to take callers here. 111, you're on the air.
Listen, this is important. Got 200 rainbow dildos here, and the invoice has this number written on it and the name God's Rainbow Ministries. Who did
no,
he make these 200 rainbow dildos for?
No, we didn't order any.
The name is written on the dildo here. We can't sell these to anybody else.
Well, too bad. I didn't order them. Goodbye. 111, you're on here.
Yeah, like get one of those DRM dildos.
Alrighty. Well,
I
want to
get one for Pastor Wanda.
You want one? You're
I'll
on
get Pastor Wanda one, Jay.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Svetlana. I am calling from Russia today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing fine. I want to thank you for supporting Russia and our Russian troops on this war against Nazis.
Okay. 111, you're on here.
Listen, you son of a bitch. If we're going to have a problem, we're going to have a problem. I don't want to have a fucking problem with you over these fucking rainbow dildos. I need you to answer for where these fucking came from. I need an address, and I need the money. I need the money signed off, written off to Bad Dragon in the next week here, or else we're going to have a fucking problem.
Well, you're going to have a problem because I didn't order any dildos, and
it's got your fucking name on here. It says God's Rainbow Ministries. It's got this fucking number here, 657-383-1487. It says Tip Hopper on the fucking thing. I don't
know
what the fuck is happening.
It says Ken Hopper. It says Ken Hopper. I'm Ken Fishman.
Yeah, that's fucking you, isn't it, Ken Hopper?
No, I'm Ken Fishman. I'm Pastor Ken.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
How the fuck do I get a hold of this fucking Ken Hopper guy?
Father's House Ministries. It's on Block
Where is
Talk
that?
Radio.
What's the number? What's the number?
To tell you the truth, I don't know.
Fuck. You said Father's House.
Yes, Father's House. It's on Blog
well,
Talk
listen,
Radio.
Man,
you can look it up.
I'm going to fucking look into this. If this is not you, if you're fucking lying to me, if this guy's fucking lying to me, something bad's going to fucking happen with these fucking rainbow dildos. They're going up somebody's ass, and it's not going to be fucking consensual, okay? Fuck.
Well, okay, Ken Hopper is a different guy, okay? Alrighty. Well, anyway, like I said, I'm going to end the show. There's only 10 minutes left, and that's enough of that craziness. So, God bless everybody. Oh, wait a minute. We got a bunch of callers again. Wait a minute. What's going on? 111, you're on here.
Yeah, I'm your Uber Eats driver. It says call you before delivery. I'm not going in that address.
What address?
Uh-oh.
The Art Ashlane address to deliver this package.
Why?
That place is a gay dungeon. There are glory holes on the side of the wall.
No, there's not. Goodbye. 111, you're on the wall. You're on the wall.
You are now in the host queue.
All right. 111.
I got a delivery for R-Dash. Is these rainbow tampons?
No, we don't order any tampons.
their rainbow, says God's Rainbow Ministries on there. The name is Kent Hopper.
Yeah, that's Kent Hopper. I'm Pastor Ken. Wrong person.
Do you got his number? You got his address?
No, I don't. I know he lives in Canada.
Oh, shit.
Okay. 111, you're on your air. 111, you're on air. Hello? Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on air. 111.
Five.
Who is you?
All right,
111. I'm looking for some of them rainbow things. You guys sell that?
No, we don't sell it.
I've been hearing it on your show. People be talking about it.
We didn't order it. Okay, it's a bad order.
Well, it's my girlfriend's birthday tomorrow. I want to get one.
Don't have a way to do it.
Man.
Okay, 111, you're on the air. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, I was calling. I saw an ad. I saw an ad online recently. And it was these lovely little, they're like rainbow elbow shaped like a dog's penis, and it said to call this number and order them. So, how much?
You know, we don't sell them.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
No, we don't sell them.
Well, why is your number on the ad?
We don't sell them.
I was
okay.
Looking forward to inserting those. To me and my partner.
Okay, well.
What's
well,
wrong?
We don't sell them. Okay. 111, you're on air.
Hi, I wanted to buy the Viagra pills that you listed on Craigslist.
I didn't list any Viagra pills on Craigslist. 111, you're on air.
I'd like to get wearing those rainbow butt plugs and rainbow anal beads.
We don't have rainbow butt plugs or anal beads.
What you guys have then?
We don't have anything.
Oh, you ran out of everything? When's the next shipment?
We ain't gonna get one.
While you guys are advertising it on the show, everybody's calling, man. You guys should do that.
No.
You know how much money you guys be making? You guys be making a fortune.
No, we're not making a fortune.
Darn it again.
Goodbye. Yep. Goodbye. God bless you. All righty. Well, that's it for tonight. Say God bless and have a good night, and see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
All right. See you tomorrow night.